We are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Arnold Pearson, the Member of Parliament for Peace River West Lock. Parliament's been back in session for the past few weeks or so. A lot of talk, certainly around federal taxes and inflation, certainly things that people around here are certainly affected by. What are some of the things that have been kind of happening on those fronts there?
Yeah, so thanks for having me, Peter. New Conservative Party leader in Pierre Poilievre, and he's been taking on the inflation troubles that Canadians have been having. So we've been taking on, going after the tripling of the carbon tax. So I don't know if you know this, but on April 1st, April Fool's Day, the government is going to be increasing the carbon tax. And on January 1st, payroll taxes, so CPP and EI contributions, will be going up as well. So we were calling on the government in this inflationary time to not increase the taxes at all. So we're calling on a freeze on those taxes and hold it back. So that's been pretty much the message coming out of QP for the last now. And I've been excited to have Pierre Poilievre as the new leader of our party.
Now, when it comes to dealing with some of those issues you mentioned there, certainly I know you've been kind of around the constituency a little bit lately. What are some things that you've heard from people on this front?
Yeah, life is getting more and more expensive. It's harder and harder to pay the bills. And I hear that wherever I go. Fuel prices are up, natural gas prices are up, and then the carbon tax being piled on top of it all just is extremely frustrating. The other thing that I hear a lot about is the Liberal government's mandate to reduce fertilizer use. Farmers across northern Alberta are some of the best farmers in the world, and for Justin Trudeau to try to tie their hands behind their back is extremely frustrating. And so we've been hearing a bunch about that, and I've been raising that in the House of Commons as well.
And you talk about, you know, sort of the things getting more expensive. You know, gas prices is certainly one that a lot of people like to focus on because, you know, rural areas, we kind of have to drive a lot of places. And, you know, when it comes to, obviously, the distance up here for, like, shipping things like, you know, food and, you know, medical stuff and, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, that stuff is also, you know, sort of made more expensive kind of on top of that. Do you think that a lot of these sort of cost of living issues are sort of more impacted, if you will, on rural areas?
100%, Kyle. There's it doesn't matter what we do, there's fuel costs that come into it. And so whether it's the food we eat has to be transported further or if we need to go to a medical appointment or whatever it is, there's an increased cost to that. And then that wasn't bad enough already in just like the natural market raising the prices of all these things. Then the government piles on a carbon tax on top of that. So that's extremely frustrating. And then not only that, the carbon tax is then taxed with GST as well. So the government could do a lot to reduce the cost of these things by removing the carbon tax and not double taxing it with the GST.
And, of course, with the minority government, with the Liberal government, obviously kind of their little pee on sort of confidence and supply, those kinds of things, probably will be a little while before there might be, you know, an election or anything on that kind of front. But if, say, like the Conservatives were in power, like what would be the, I guess, sort of plan for the party there to deal with some of these issues?
Well, number one thing would be scrap the carbon tax. Really, that's something that I've been championing since I got elected, and look forward to having that actually happen. We've seen provincial governments come into power and do exactly that, and so excited to do that. We'd also just work to improve the production, make Canada a more competitive place to do business, improve the production of our energy, get some pipelines built, those kinds of things. We see Russia flexing its muscles around the world and being funded by their sale of petroleum products around the world. Canada can step in and with our what I call freedom energy, we can provide energy to the world that isn't going to be funding wars in Ukraine and things like that. So those are some of the things that we really want to focus on, get some pipelines built, displace foreign dictatorship oil that's coming in on the East pipeline that runs across this country to ensure that all Canadians are using freedom energy from northern Alberta and ensure that we're not funding wars around the world. And if we can increase the supply of all of these things, whether it's our food or our energy, that makes it cheaper. And so those kinds of things would be inflationary fighting, but also just put Canada on the world stage as a reliable supplier of food and energy and a place where you don't have to question whether your food or energy is being coming from a dictatorship or having exploitation in your supply chain.
Certainly a number of big issues to talk about there. Arnold Pearson, the Member of Parliament for Peace River Westlock, thanks for joining us here.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.